is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, 2 in the books, 1 to go, an hour more of the show, and you have been hiding in the woodwork just waiting to come out. And so we heard the, and out they came, but so far we've put a little bit of a, we put some speck on it. And Barry has basically laid down the law. You either bring us a new, fresh take, like a $6 sub on your day of the week, or
lame.
There you go. Followed by your favorite song.
He wasn't ready. You got. He was
followed
ready.
By your favorite boy band song, I should say.
Yeah, he's gonna hit him with the bye bye bye.
And at that point,
yeah,
he go.
So somebody texted and said, lame. You guys are still in the blitz, a bit from the blitz. Actually, what they yell is shame, as in shame bells, as in Game of Thrones. So please pay attention. Ugh, I literally passed AJ in the hall and went, bro, like, we just came up with this on the fly where if people call in talking about the MVP race and their take isn't good, I'm going to yell lame and we hang up on them. I was like, do you guys do that? He goes, no. But the way he said it was like, we would never do something so stupid. Like, he made me, almost belittled the idea. AJ?
Of course.
He was like,
that's shocking
no.
to you?
But, fact of the matter, I think, sir, you're thinking of the shame, as in shame bells.
Or think of something else.
Thanks.
Better to tweet in or text in, I don't know if he tweeted or texted.
Yeah, it was a text. I just wanted to clear that up, but it's not.
Get your fingers on the other buttons, Nick. Let's start rolling.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
See what we got. All right, so next up would be Jeff. Jeff, what's up? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing all right. How you guys doing?
What
Good,
up,
How are
Jeff?
You? I think basically James Harden is a better free throw shooter. He goes to the line more, makes more clutch shots, and Westbrook could average a triple-double or a quadruple-double, and it's not going to help Oklahoma City beat us in the playoffs. That's my take. You guys rock.
Appreciate you, man.
Thanks,
you.
Jeff.
Not bad, although inaccurate. you know me.
Yep.
Free throw percentage-wise, Harden is a better free throw shooter at 85%. Russell Westbrook is shooting 84.1%, so it's pretty much dead even. What I thought wouldn't be as close, which is, and this surprised me, is three-point percentage. Does it surprise
really?
You? Yes.
As Kurt Lowe refers to him as Westbrook, who can't shoot from
yeah.
the outside?
Harden's shooting 34.5% from three-point land. Russell Westbrook, 34.7. Actually shooting 0.2% better. So essentially even. But that kind of surprised me. Does that surprise you guys a little bit?
It definitely surprises me.
Yeah. You get the feeling that sometimes Westbrook's just jacking stuff up.
You get the anti-lame.
Do I?
Yeah, that was good.
Thanks.
But here's the thing, too. Think about this. If you're one of our listeners, or if you're this Kool-Aid-drinking Rockets fan that wants to bash Westbrook. Exactly. Think about this. Think about everything that Barry and I have just told you and Nick for the last two segments. It's within a point, a percentage point, a tenth of a point. Just give them both their props.
A rebound?
Yeah, they're like neck and neck.
You're talking about the triple-double, and this has been mentioned a ton, but the good point about James not averaging a triple-double is he's 1.9 rebounds a game away
yep.
from the same, and he's over an assist better. So even if you just looked at it all, averaging, yeah,
yep.
pretty close. All right. Lame.
Right.
I just lame myself because that's been said before. Who's next?
Give it to us, Nick. You pick.
In the gauntlet of takes.
Troy, welcome to The Usual Suspects. What's up, man?
Hello?
Troy.
What's up, Troy?
What's going on, guys?
Troy, I love you to death. Don't come with something whack and make me dump you, bro.
He's got the best facial hair.
I can't. It's a new take. Well done, Troy. You've made it
hey,
through.
I knew he was jonesing to dump somebody, so I figured I'd get it out of the system for him.
No, Troy, it's not been used as an argument yet. So, you know what?
Okay.
You made it through the next round of American Ninja Warrior Take Edition. Good job, bud.
Well, I'll talk to you later, man.
Thanks, Troy.
I thought Troy for sure was going to say, well, it ain't. At least he ain't ass water.
Yeah. We got Harden should be MVP because he's doing what he's doing while wearing the most unlucky number.
That's a new
Not
take.
Not lame, yeah.
That's a new take.
Can't you argue that it's, this is from an earlier call and take, can you argue that it's Westbrook's fault they can't score more without him on the floor? Mmm.
Thank you, Yoda. Okay, let's try Brian. Brian, what's up?
Guys, what's going on?
How's it going, Brian?
Nice, nice. All right, well, I just have a simple take on this. I'm definitely a homer for sure, but I feel like I can still be objective about it.
Okay.
Since they both play the same position, essentially, right? I mean, they're both running the show. I do feel like when I watch Rockets game, and I watch most of the Oklahoma City games as well, I feel like James does run a better show. But, you know, I'm going to be totally okay if they give it to Westbrook just for the fact that you can't deny the guy's earned it. I mean, he plays his butt off every night, probably harder than we've ever seen, really anyone play, or at least that I've witnessed in my 35 years on Earth. So, I'm cool with him winning it. I feel like if James keeps doing what he's doing, he'll get his at some point and he'll get the recognition. But you can't argue with a triple-double, guys. It's
lame.
Really hard, so I'm not going to.
Lame.
I don't think it was lame.
He said, Brian, you can't argue with a triple-double.
Well, he finished with that. But
yeah, that's lame.
He said he's a diehard Rockets fan, and he's giving Westbrook credit. I think that's something that's very, very rare.
But he started off by saying that, yeah, and you know, when you watch Harden, he looks like he's actually running an offense at being a quarterback on and he's right. You do kind of get the feel that for as much as Harden has that, you know, isolation play in him that they'll run, which, by the way, I know several people were bitching about that play last week, and he drained a three-pointer with about a minute left in the fourth quarter doing it. So it does work. But, yeah, you get the feel that Harden is a quarterback out there, and Westbrook's just kind of like, everyone get the hell out of my way. I got this. You know, there is that feel to it. That was fine, but then he tried to run in triple double, and that was lame. So, our first victim. But he hung up. He was like at the very end. He's like, "So here's my new take. Blah blah. Triple double. I got to go." Tried to squeeze that in there. Nice
try. I thought he was doing just fine until he finished with that. But
yeah.
All right. We got plenty more show to get to. Anthony, Chuck, we see you. We're going to get to you. If you do want to talk about the topic that seems to be taking over Houston more and more every day, understand that we have rules, people, and that the judge and jury has a hammer that he's ready to drop on you at any time. So make them fresh or take the consequences. And Nick has several buttons at his fingertips. Those can get kind of ugly, too. Anyway, we are the usual suspects. We'd love to hear from you. 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter. We are ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we got plenty of show left to go, and right now it looks like we're going to be talking about a subject that won't go away. thanks to my fine colleagues, we have opened up the floodgates, but we've done it with some rules. We've put some spec on it and some rules, and it's not just like everybody else. You, if you want to speak about this MVP race, are free to do so. We are free to hammer you with a lame from Barry.
Lame!
And several sound effects from Nick. If we so choose that it is a regurgitated take to the point where we feel like throwing up.
Nestor said, fair enough. Yeah, agreed. Nestor said, Harden is MVP because he smashed on a Kardashian dunk and bounced. Not like them other suckers.
So that's originally new, I guess.
It is. It goes along the lines with better facial hair.
Oh, boy.
From Troy. Yeah. And he wears 13. So these are, at least they're new.
So
I don't
care. What would you rather do? Be unlucky or be a zero?
Oh, that's a good question.
13 and zero.
I think I'd rather be unlucky.
Unlucky could be a can mean a world of things, though.
Luck is mental.
True.
Okay.
To some degree.
Yeah.
But being a zero is, it is what it is.
What?
Okay. I don't know. Just my way of getting out of that. Because it's like, there's no that way that's going. No. The fact that you even were like, that's an interesting take. Okay, we got enough out of that one. All right, so they're lighting back up. They're back on the switchboard. Chuck has a...
Our bad.
Chuck has claimed that he has a different MVP take.
Chuck! Glad to be back on.
Chuck, you are a mainstay. You are a staple.
Well, thank you, man. Hey, I got one little... I think Joel might. Joel may be able to agree with me more, but I think Harden being able to adjust the different styles of offense from McHale to D'Antoni and basically be put into a system where he's the point guard really, I think, has elevated his game. Whereas Westbrook's got a little Kobe in him, and he wants the ball all the time, whether he's going to shoot you in or he might even shoot you out of the game. But that's just my opinion, guys. Love the show.
Appreciate it, Chuck.
Thank you, sir.
Go ahead, Barry.
No, you, please.
No, I mean, look, that to me, that's a tough call. Look, from the standpoint of the Rockets, I give Harden all the credit in the world because he had to adjust to a totally new position, a totally new system. But does that give him a nod over Westbrook for the MVP? Not necessarily. It's just it was more challenging for him because he was going into a brand new system, whereas Westbrook had already been in a year under Billy Donovan. But then again, you have to factor in they had to change up everything because Kevin Durant left, so their system of a year ago was different too. So it's tough to say that one gets a nod over the other because of that. But again, both are doing an extraordinary job with what they have to deal with, both from a coaching and game plan perspective and also from the roster around them.
I mean, if you're talking systems, I would actually penalize Harden because he was put in a system that actually allowed him to thrive more.
Isn't that what he was saying, though?
Yeah, but he's saying he was making the point that he's in this new system that should make him the MVP.
Oh, okay, I misinterpreted it.
Yeah, I know, and I think it would be a detriment because it made it easier for him to achieve what he's achieving by putting the ball in his hand anyways and making him the point
guard. But also he said Westbrook's a guy
that's playing on cheat mode.
Right.
Well, he said Westbrook's a guy like Kobe that has to have the ball in his hands all the time. Go back and look at last year. I mean, Harden has always been that way. And whether he was labeled a point guard or not, even in McHale's system, and whether it was by design or not, he was going to have the ball in his hand.
Somebody said, how do you decide MVP race? More Twitter and Instagram followers. All right, I'll allow it. All right, we're going to do two more. Is this it?
There's three up there now.
Is there? God, can we call it after that? Because this is...
I'm good with that.
I'm ready to seal it.
If I was driving around right now and I had the show on for the last, 2 hours and 20 minutes... Up until about 5 or 10 minutes ago, I'd have been like, yeah, this is fun. But now I think we're venturing into let's try again another day.
I somewhat dreaded it all day, but we can continue to roll on.
This is it. We got three on the board?
Yeah.
That's it then. Let's call it there. Yes? Are you in agreement, my friend?
I'm great with that.
All right, let's do it. These will be the last three calls that we take on the... Now, if you still want to text or tweet and it's good, I might have time to read it. That's fine. We could do that. But I think this is all we should take on MVP calls today.
I know, Nick, you're good with that. Yep. All right, Anthony, you're next. What's up?
Oh, hey, what's going on, fellas?
What up, man?
Beautiful day outside. But I don't want to discredit Russell's season this season. He's having a great season. He's making history and whatever. But if they got co-MVP, then I would be fine with it. But at the end of the day, I think Harden is the MVP because he just elevates the team. You know, like when he's out there playing, he's elevating, he's making better, and he's doing this on a great team. Like there's 5, 6 other guys scoring double digits, and he's still like doing what he does. Now, on the other hand, Russ, he's out there.
Lame!
I award you no points.
Lame, you got to go. Hang up on him, Nick. He's still trying to talk. He's trying to get it in.
Nah, that's the same argument about 300 million other people have been making.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
It's not a different take.
Yeah, I was looking at Nick's facial expressions as he started getting into it. I'm like, this ain't going to make it.
I'll be honest with you. It was so lame. I was actually just reading all the texts, and I had tuned him out. And I'm glad you guys were like, this is lame. What are you doing, Barry? So, see, this is a team effort, guys.
It always is.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, look, the bottom line is, and we appreciate you listening.
Absolutely, Anthony. I think you get the joke. Yeah. I think you get what we're doing here.
Yeah, what we're trying to do is just make the overall point. Look, I mean, you could separate them both. That's the one follow-up question I want to ask everybody, and we can, you know, we can get to it another day, too. But why aren't more Houstonians okay with the fact if they would get co-MVP? It's not a bad thing.
Because that's just not a thing. You don't do that.
I think in this case, when you're that close statistically and otherwise, I would be fine with it.
But you're saying most valuable. So you've got to give it to one person who is the most valuable player in the league. If there's two guys, then they're equally valuable. Then they're the equally valuable
players.
Okay,
then I'm all for creating the equally valuable player of the year.
EVP.
How about that?
I like
EVP.
It.
I've now created the EVP. We've solved it all. It's over. I don't think we should even go any further. We have the EVP.
They win.
It's over. It's over, Johnny.
Harden and Westbrook win EVP. I like it. Okay.
And you get to be environmentally protective. EVP.
I think you're thinking EPA.
I know. It's like, I wanted to see if anybody was jumping on that.
You're a damn lie.
Corrected on
halfway
everything.
Through, you were
the
like,
Environmental Protection Agency. All right. Hey, all right, let's go. Let's blow through them. Mark, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What up, Mark?
I say the MVP got to be Russell Westbrook if, and then only if he break that record. If he don't break the record, they still, the National League is still going to give it to him because nobody really, they really not care about James Harden. But we will get. D'Antoni will get the coach of the year. I'll take out there. Thanks.
All right.
Well, he's already
done with that.
He's tied the record, and he was close last night. He just needs one more triple-double down the stretch, and he breaks the record for most triple-doubles in a season.
Yep.
He's already got to the point where he's going to average, which is what everybody's jumping on from a media perspective. So from that standpoint, I mean, yeah, I mean, okay. I guess if that means something to you people and he has to get the one that breaks it, so be it.
Oh, yeah. Let's get this dude in so we can get this done.
Henry, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
I just want to say I personally believe that they'll probably give the MVP to Westbrook. So I believe Harden deserves it because when you talk about value, you got to talk about consistency. Harden has been mentioning the MVP race for more than 1 year in a row. He's been up there. He's been performing. He's been doing what he needs to do. And Harden is, Westbrook is pretty much just chasing after something that's never been done before. And so, you know, I think Harden is the one.
Okay. Appreciate the call, Henry.
And on that note, we'll put a bow on it, put it in the drawer, and maybe not open that drawer until after the season.
Oh, are you putting
I'm not doing a Barry. No.
Oh, I mean, if you are, I'm with you. This is a we're
tomorrow
a team.
We talk LeVar Ball.
Oh God,
homosexuals.
I'm gonna hang myself on the air.
What else we got?
I don't know.
It was one of the things I kind of wanted to ask Muggsy Bogues, like what his thoughts were on LeVar Ball. And I'm not a big LeVar. I don't like to push that story that much, but I did want to ask him to see what he thought as a father. But other than that, I'm pretty much
done.
Pretty much done with that story.
Yeah. Somebody texted and said, talk about rugby. I have a feeling it's the same guy that asked not too long ago about getting a professional rugby team. Well, guys, we know we have one listener who really loves rugby.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really. So, Nick, you're going to have to be our rugby guy.
Why me?
I don't know. I just, because I'm
why
too lazy.
Why am I being dumb as a rugby guy?
I'm too lazy to go and actually do some rugby research. Plus, during the week and on Sundays, we get Formula One texts asking what our thoughts are, and I'm the one.
Nick, you get a. I've already applied for you. You're getting a press pass from the National Rugby Foundation.
Yeah, not happening.
And your new favorite song is Scrum, 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 Scrum.
No.
No?
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right, we got a half hour left in the show. Hopefully we can talk about some other things now that we got that off of our chest. And we can continue to roll on. And if you do try and sneak something else in MVP-wise, the lame button's coming anyway because we've already exhausted every resource we had on it for today. But if you want to join the show, 713-780-ESPN on the HRNP listener line or via text message, or you can just hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, Barry, till 4. Breathing again. Got through that unscathed. I was a little disappointed we didn't get any repeat takes.
We got one.
To drop the fury on them.
One lame, and that was it.
But you're always welcome to call, Anthony.
Yes,
yeah, Anthony. Yeah, it was just all in fun.
Yeah. All
good right. Job on your part, Mark. I mean, Nick. Mark, you are waiting to get in here. You have an interesting question. I hope people don't find it too boring. But what's up?
What's up, Barry? What's up, Joel?
How you doing, man?
Good, good. So I'm a fellow cheesehead like you, Joel. You know, and the offense, I mean, you know, Richard Sherman's name's out there. You know, I think that would be a perfect match for the Packers, you know. And to be honest, I don't think the Seahawks are looking for, I mean, that much as much people as people think. Because I know they were comparing it like when the Jets were traded the Revis to Tampa Bay and they gave him like a first and something else or whatever. But I think a second-round pick would do it. A second-round pick and maybe a conditional pick in the next year's draft or whatever, you know, for a top five corner in the league,
you know, who solidify who. Mark, I looked at the numbers because I saw that he was out there, and up against the second best corner in the league last year, his passes defensed were more than double. I don't believe he can tackle. I'm not a big fan of his, like when he has to make a play with a hit, but it's hard to argue. You're dead on in the fact that they need help in the secondary, and that he is at the top of his game. Now, the problem is that the general manager, Ted Thompson, really hates to go out and make a trade where he has to pay money, and Sherman's making good coin. But you're absolutely right. It's a great fit. I'd love to see it happen from the simple standpoint. It also gives him a little more attitude on defense. And in that system, I don't think in that locker room that he'd get away with as much as he can get away with under Pete Carroll. But yeah, a lot of things would have to happen. I don't think they're going to give up too much for him, but I just read while we were waiting for your call that they are out there actively shopping him now to teams, so that means that there might be a divorce coming regardless for the Seahawks.
Yeah, I mean, and to Ted Thompson's point, I mean, you know, he has done really well drafting secondary. I mean, you know, he's drafted a lot of, you know, good secondaries. I mean, and obviously they're all rookie contracts, so they don't pay him that much, but yeah, I can see Sherman being like the quarterback of the defense, you know, and just you know, I mean, yeah, he might not be as top notch as he was a couple of years back, but I mean, but still solidifies the secondary for sure. And I would want the Packers instead of the Patriots getting them.
I'm with you on that, brother. No doubt about that. You got anything else, buddy?
What's up?
You got anything else?
No, that's it. I mean, I had something else, but about the MVP thing, about, you know, Jordans are better than Adidas, but, you know, it's all good.
I appreciate the call,
man.
Mark. A couple things on that. So the Seahawks are not actively shopping Richard Sherman.
I just got a tweet just now that says they're now actually...
They are listening to offers, but what they're asking for is, quote, a really good player and a pick in return. So they're not actively shopping him, but they're willing to listen for a price like that. And it's not just a pick, a high draft pick. And I'm reading from the Miami Herald Times that was posted, 12:06 today.
I'm looking for the one I
just read.
So
we're talking 3 hours ago. This is a quote. The Seahawks have let it be known they would consider trading Sherman, but only for a, quote, very good player plus a high draft pick, according to an NFL source. And that's what I saw earlier when this came up about trading Sherman. The same thing they said when, Marshawn Lynch is considering a comeback. It was one of those things where, yeah, you know, in as much as Favre would consider a comeback, it'd be like, should I? No, I shouldn't. But he actually considered it. So I don't know. I mean, could Sherman get traded? Absolutely. The other thing you have to consider is he's due about $13 million year. And Green Bay has about $22 million in cap space. And depending on the free agents that they may want to re-sign, and you could speak to this more than me, but out there right now in free agency that haven't been re-signed yet, Sam Shields, James Starks, Ego Ferguson, Brett Good, and John Crockett. So I don't know how much this money they have to invest in that, but some of that, if they do, is going to come out of that $22 million. So if you subtract the $13 million, then they're still going to have to sign their draft class at another three. That's 16 of the 22 million. So they wouldn't have that much cap space if they did it.
So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, first of all, similar to the Texans, they have plenty of holes to fill. So they do, and Ted Thompson is very tight, like I said, with his money. So that was the first thing. And you're right, there has to be a price that's going to have to be paid for anybody that wants to get Richard Sherman. Now, 7 minutes ago, the one that I was reading came from NBC, Sunday Night Football on NBC, and then it was also a link directed to Pro Football Talk that said that the Seahawks have initiated Richard Sherman trade talks. But again, I'm sure you're absolutely right. I mean, they're just not going to give him away. Nope. I don't think a second-round pick's going to do it. You're going to have to – he's – if, you know, the numbers don't lie. Even if you don't say he's the best, he's one of the best corners in the league. You're not going to get him for a song. There's going to be a price that has
to
be paid.
It's not going to be just a second-round pick. I mean, I could see a second-round pick being included, but what player are you going to trade to the Seahawks who are – if they're getting rid of Sherman, they're trying to get younger. What player from the Packers are you going to send along with that?
And they already got Eddie Lacy
work? Yeah.
Going to Seattle in free agency. I don't think they're trying to make the Seahawks any better, and I don't think they're willing to pay the ransom or the price or whatever it may be to get him. Now, if it is a steal – hey, I'm sure they'd be in listening, but so would every other team in the league.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Can we talk about something not sportsy for a minute?
Go right ahead.
Absolutely.
Is that okay? Mm-hmm. There was this – I had a nerd alert to come across my web browser, I guess. A team got accepted by all 8 Ivy League schools. All 8 of them.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, accepted to all 8 and hasn't decided which one they'll attend yet. They want to study biology and pursue a career in global health. So they're just kicking back like Harvard, Yale, Princeton, whatever. All 8 of the Ivy League schools are willing to have them. And you know, when I read this, my first thought was, there's a dude that'll be a virgin until he's about 50.
Same thing.
And then he'll have enough money to get a sugar mama at 20 or a little, you know, a chick that'll accept him as a sugar daddy, which is all fun and games until I read and clicked on the article. It's a chick. So now that'll be the oldest living female virgin other than a nun would be this chick. Her name is...
You think she'll discover social media in her 30s?
Her name is Ifeoma White Thorpe. And apparently she's pretty smart.
You think?
All 8 Ivy League schools. And biology and global health. I'd be more... Man, screw the globe. Who cares? I'd be a lawyer or something and make
think
money.
About that.
Get cash.
Just getting accepted to one, but all 8 Ivy League schools?
Yeah, that's someone who never left the house. Just did homework. Man. Good for you, Ifeoma. But I was out drinking.
White.
Thorpe. And odd, she's black, which is weird that her name is White.
I'm just, all right.
It's face.
We're just rolling along.
I wish we had video for everyone to see your face when these things get said. Because you're just like, I don't know. It's almost like Ricky Bobby when he's like, I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, you almost don't know what to do with your face at that point. And I enjoy that very much.
I thought you were going to call her Whitey.
No.
Okay.
I'll wait until after. I know we got to go to break. I had this other one with the boss that I was telling you about.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get to those. We'll get to some of the other things on our list of things to cover before we turn it over to Fred and AJ and the Blitz at 4 o'clock. It's been a fun show. We continue to roll on. It's Nick. It's Barry. It's Joel. We are the Usual Suspects, and this is ESPN 97.5. You need my love,
baby, oh so bad. This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4. I hate to break it to you guys, but
uh-oh.
One of your biggest ideas that you guys have been kicking around lately has been taken from you.
That's all right. We'll just do it on Thefty Thursday when we steal everyone else's ideas.
I encourage you both to do this next Thursday, okay?
All right.
Donnie Johnson, 30-year-old choreographer. Aspirations of being the first NFL male cheerleader.
Oh.
Texans tryouts.
Did he make it?
Not yet.
Good for you. I wonder
for the Texans?
Yeah.
Texas cheerleaders?
Yep.
I wish they would have selected me to judge. I would have put him through to the final round for sure. Without a doubt.
I would have done it like, just I knew to see we the powers that be squirm a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I knew we shouldn't have got a comedian on this damn panel. Look at him. He's he's passing that weird dude all the way through. So, somebody said, we got our text for Ken. Maverick Vinales win his second in a row at the Argentina Grand Prix. Yes, he can. He absolutely can because he's a good driver. But will he? No, not this time. So there you go. There's your fresh Formula One tank.
His pit crew is huge, and you got to keep the rubber on the road. I mean, that's going to be the key.
Right.
Tires.
Right. Don't wreck.
Fresh tires.
And don't run out of gas. Hey, at the Usual Suspects, it's National Burrito Day. What's your go-to for burritos today? I can tell you what.
Uberito.
Uberito, brother. Especially because they just followed me and all the other lame-ass burrito companies haven't. So
congratulations on me!
That's so good. I changed my work schedule. This is another text. I changed my work schedule and haven't been able to listen. Is Joel still doing that terrible living room analogy? And can I now delete that Twitter handle? We found the troll, guys.
Who is it?
We found the troll. So there's no... And if you don't know... Someone made a whole, like, we would do the living room thing on the show when it first started. We were talking about Welcome to the Living Room. And then someone didn't like it, and they went out and made a Twitter handle out of it. And he apparently is a listener, so he's texted. And I did some, because, you know, I'm an IT guy, so I did some cross analysis, and I ran some numbers. And basically what I did is I took his phone number and searched the whole email thing, because we get your texts as emails. So I searched through, and no name, unfortunately. I really wanted to find out who
it
was.
Don't lie. That Federal Express will be dropped off tomorrow about 10 a.m. It absolutely, positively has
text
to be
in,
there
put
tomorrow.
Put your name on it, bro. We want to give you credit.
Yeah. I looked, though. I took the last four
credit?
Digits of the number.
Although I've embraced the living room.
Yeah, credit? Easy now.
So, yeah. But, no, I don't think we've done... You haven't said the living room in a while.
Well, because you don't like it.
But I said... No. No. Okay.
No, you were the one who didn't like it.
I said,
yeah,
but
you were the one that didn't like it.
But I also said, I don't care if y'all do it. I don't expect me to be all like gung ho for it, but I don't mind if you did it. It didn't bother me because I know, Nick, you liked it. I know, Joel, you liked it. I was just like, I wasn't going to be like all over the top gung ho for it.
Okay.
Not my style, but not something that I'm going to prevent you guys from doing.
Okay.
Male cheerleader.
Joel.
Male cheerleader or Kaepernick, and I'm boycotting the Texans.
Yeah, and male cheerleader Donnie Johnson did not make it even to the finals.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Every time he'd do a cartwheel, they'd be like, why is that guy doing the helicopter?
There's some pictures of him. Dude is like doing the splits and limber. Like, remember we were talking about Cirque du Soleil and those guys?
Yeah.
He's pretty limber for a 30-year-old guy.
He's 30?
Yeah.
So silly. All right.
There you go. There you go.
Sorry.
No, there you go.
Here's the worst. What?
I had to give you the pictures to back it up.
Okay, first of all, I would have never suspected that he was black. Am I not looking at it right?
You are.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. I would have never. Would you think if, Nick, when you were picturing, what's his name? Don Johnson?
Donnie.
Donnie Johnson. Were you thinking black dude for a male cheerleader trying out for the Texans?
I was not.
That's such a white guy thing to do. It really is. It's a white guy. Like, no, there's not a Mexican. You would never hear, like, Javier.
I had
that
to,
that dude's
man.
Limber. You'd never hear, like, oh, Javier tried out to be a cheerleader on the Texans. Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I would have not guessed that
at all.
That's
such a white guy thing to do. Damn it, Donnie Johnson. All right, where's your worst boss ever? I don't know if you guys saw this. Maybe you did, Nick. I don't know. I was talking to Joel about it at the break. So apparently, and I'll text the link or I'll tweet the link out of the video of this. It's from the New York Post. But so some maid in, where was this in? Kuwait was working, and apparently someone broke in to where she was working and tried to kill her in an apartment. And so what she did to escape is she went out the window on the seventh floor and was hanging by one hand on the edge of the window on the seventh floor. And we know this because her boss went to get her from the room And instead of saving her, he videotaped her hanging by one hand.
Oh, my God.
The whole time. He never helped her. And we know this because we see on the video, she finally slips and lets go and falls seven stories.
Seven stories.
The boss is an a-hole.
Without question. But that's what society has come to these
days. Seven stories. Yeah.
Seven stories. But I'd rather film it with my phone.
Yeah.
Then help my coworker. And by the way, too, didn't the veterinarian in Montrose fall seven stories and died?
Yeah, this chick broke her arm.
How the hell do you fall seven stories and only break your
arm? Well, but this lady was trying to die. Maybe she went head first.
That's true.
She was going to jail for a really long time.
You took it there, huh?
I would be so pissed if I'm hanging on the edge of death and I let go and I don't die. Because on my way down, I'd be like, well, this is it. You know what? I was a maid in Kuwait. It's probably best anyways because, you know, let's face it, maids in Kuwait probably don't get paid much. And maybe if I reincarnated, if I believe in that, bam, and then you die. But at least you'd have, you were thinking that. You know what? You'd come to terms with it between the seventh and first floor, I guess, or zero floor. And then she didn't die. She just broke her arm. And you know, she was laying there like, you ever done something where you thought you hurt yourself and you screamed? Just because it was supposed to hurt, but then you like after like a half a second you realize you're not hurt, but you screamed anyways. I wonder if that's how she was, where she was like,
"Did you answer that, Nick?"
No, you never did that. He's looking at me like I'm crazy. You've never done that.
No, I really haven't.
You've never done
totally
that,
admit,
Joel.
Too,
dude. I know you did it when you broke a nail.
You've never, you've never done it where you thought you hurt yourself. Like, you heard a pop in basketball.
I can tell you.
And then you're like,
to sell a call
Nick,
in basketball,
Nick, you've
totally.
Done it too. You've done that.
No, no, no. Where you thought you legit.
Sprain,
yeah.
Where you thought it was broken. Like, when you first really roll your ankle.
Oh, yeah.
There's that, like, numbing feeling, and it hurts yes. like hell, and you think, oh, yes. my God, it's broken. And then you realize, like, in the next 10 minutes,
yes.
you just sprained your ankle.
That's true. That's true.
When I was doing jiu-jitsu, when I was training for the tournament that AJ and I did in Dallas, I was rolling with a dude that was like 240, and I'm like 170. And he gets my arm in a key lock, and he goes to submit me. And I didn't tap in time because I'm new. And I hear this pop, and I just screamed. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I would too, man.
And I tapped, and then he was like, oh, my God, dude, are you okay? And I was like, there's nothing wrong. Like, nothing hurt. I was like, what the hell was that noise? Like, that's so weird. So that was weird for me. So it has happened. But I couldn't imagine, like, because you would land and be like, is this what it's like in heaven? And then you're like, oh, crap, my arm hurts. Wait a minute. I'm not dead right now. Like, you'd kind of be like, I'd be pissed and kind of like, huh, I'm pretty tough.
Yeah, like, that's pretty cool. Like, I'll tell you this, too. If you not just pull a calf, but if you pop your calf muscle, it literally feels like someone ran up behind you and took a full swing with a baseball bat. But in about 10 minutes, you can walk. You feel it, but it's not nearly what it felt like in that first when you're thinking, oh, God, you know, I just got shot.
And you're right about the sprained ankle thing, too, because I remember one time spraining my ankle so bad, I knew for sure it was broken. And then when I took it in, when I went to the doctor to get checked out, he's like, that's just a really bad sprain, but it would have been better if you broke it. I'm like, no, I'm cool with the sprain.
You're like, do I need a boot? No, you need like two Tylenol.
He
like,
gave me a huge
ski
boot.
Like the ski boot walking boot. Yeah, I've been there. Yep.
With the little, it has like a little pump on the side and you.
I didn't go that far.
Yeah, it has like a little pump on the side and you, to add pressure points on your foot, like in particular areas. Yeah.
Wow.
I was thinking he just gave it to me to charge the insurance like $400
probably.
Or something.
Manuel asked, are we going to be at the game Saturday? I might be. Yeah, but I'll be taking my wife. So, because he's like, hey, you know, maybe we can say hi or whatever. No, nah, if I'm taking my wife, I might be trying to get a handy in the stand. So I'm not bringing you over.
See?
I'm not.
You and JJ, huh?
So no, I don't want to hang it out when the wife's
game. We talked about that. Maybe one time during the course of the summer, we find out a night where we all go and we can have a section or something like that, or people can hang out.
Miguel Rivera asked, just turn on the show. What I miss. Y'all on Podcast Arena? Yes, we are.
We are.
You missed three quality hours of radio in this man's opinion. All right, maybe one and a half. Almost two.
It's not our fault. I thought it was
almost
good.
2 hours.
Just at least, and I think we even did the common decency thing of trying to tell people to stop regurgitating the same takes. If you want to talk about the MVP, make it fresh.
Yeah.
Because we make it fresh every day, 1 to 4. That's what we do, the usual suspects, where we make it the way you like it. With that red stuff, that fluffy green stuff, some of those little, oh, those are onions and tomatoes and lettuce. That's how we make a sandwich.
What the hell are you talking about?
I thought he was going to go the Kool-Aid route at first.
No, no, that's how we make our sandwich. All right, be a part of it tomorrow. We'll be back to wrap up the week right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.